The fighting continues in Libya today, and some officials say despite the NATO-led bombing campaign, Libyan civilians are at risk. As Muammar Gaddafi's forces renewed their targeting of the western city of Misrata today, a city in which the rebels are in partial control, the foreign ministers of France and the UK said that NATO should be doing more to take out the heavy weaponry that Gaddafi is using against the opposition. The BBC's defense correspondent Nick Childs joins us from London. And Nick, can you tell us first what the French and UK foreign ministers want NATO to do?
Well, Deborah, I think this is really the two countries that are essentially doing all the hard work at the moment in terms of airstrikes, the British and the French, really turning around to some of their NATO allies and saying, frankly, we could do with some more help from some of you guys. And since the Americans have pulled out, it's clearly hard work, if you like, keeping up the momentum. NATO as an alliance has been a bit stung by this and says it's, you know, it is maintaining the military tempo, lots of sorties. But I think part of the problem is also the fact that in a situation where there's both political and military stalemate to some extent on the ground, people are wondering what more can be done, how much pressure can be applied extra from the air.
So which alliance members do you think those comments were specifically targeted to?
I think one, for example, might be Italy, which has allowed other countries to use bases and has done some of the no-fly zone work, but not some of the heavy lifting, as it were. Spain might be another. But it is partly, I think, because at this stage there's a sense that the international community has got into this. The Americans led for a bit, but they've pulled back. But where is this going? It's beginning to look as if things don't change dramatically, this is going to start to look like an open-ended commitment to some extent. How can this be maintained, and how vigorously can this operation be maintained over what might be an indefinite period?
I read that one NATO general today said that the alliance is doing what it's supposed to be doing and is performing well. But based on what's happening in Misrata, do you think that that's accurate? I mean, is there an accounting really of civilian casualties and exactly what's happening in Misrata?
It is still very murky as to precisely what's going on, but I don't think there's any doubt that, if you like, the anvil on which this whole operation is being tested at the moment is Misrata and what is and isn't going on in and around Misrata. And the dilemmas, at least from a military point of view, are being displayed in and around Misrata, in the sense that NATO says it has been doing a lot of bombing, it's been taking out a lot of tanks around Misrata, but that clearly hasn't been enough to relieve the pressure on the city. The British and the French have pushed out the interpretation of the UN Security Council mandate pretty far in terms of trying to add to the military pressure on the pro-Gaddafi forces. So they're not just attacking tanks, they're attacking supply bases and ammunition depots across the country to try and make it more and more difficult for the pro-Gaddafi forces. But from the air, there's only a limited amount that can be done. And I think that is part of the dilemma in terms of where does the international coalition go from here. There's no appetite anywhere really for boots on the ground. So having entered into this commitment, unless there is some movement on the diplomatic front, unless there's something decisive happening on the ground, it's difficult to see at the moment where this is going, given that whatever they say in terms of what their mission commitment is, the political hope of the British, the French and the Obama administration is that Colonel Gaddafi goes, but how that's achieved doesn't look very clear at the moment.
I just want to make sure we have something clear, Nick. Why hasn't NATO been targeting Gaddafi's heavy weaponry?
Well, they have. NATO, certainly over the last few days, for example, says they've destroyed over 50 tanks, for example. But people adapt. The pro-Gaddafi forces are changing tactics. They're leaving their heavy weapons in hiding to some extent and jumping into pickup trucks that look rather like rebel pickup trucks, which makes that more difficult for NATO to target from the air. And in any event, there is clearly official reluctance to be seen to be going too far into becoming the air force of the rebels, particularly as it's unclear how long they might have to be doing this.
Right. The BBC's defense correspondent Nick Childs in London. Nick, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deborah.